Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Darrell Paulson, who wears two hats. He's actually the chairman of the board of the IICRC. We'll get into that in a minute. And also the owner of Advanced Restoration Specialists in the L.A. area in California. Darrell, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, good to spend time with you. You've been in the news lately, primarily about the IICRC. If you would, for our audience, would you tell people what that organization is?
Yes, that is the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification.
And what does that organization do?
We develop standards and revise standards, four of which are ANSI-accredited standards. And we also have 28 different courses that we have 145 instructors and 75 schools that we are affiliated with that are approved to teach our courses. And we certify technicians in their discipline of either inspection, cleaning, and restoration. And then we provide continuing education credit to keep their certificate current.
Okay, so basically, if I could reiterate, you're basically the organization. Most of my audience likes to focus on the product and installation part of flooring, and then you're the group that comes in next, because with most flooring, you're the entity that teaches and develops standards for the cleaning, not only of flooring, that's a big part of what you do, but also of interior fabrics, right?
Yes, we started in 1972 as a certifying body, and are also involved now with standards for the installation of carpet.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Before we get into that, now you've told us who you are. A little while ago, a year or so ago, you announced that you were changing your name from the IICRC to the Clean Trust. I think there was some motivation behind that, and then now you have recently announced that you're going to go back to the original name. Take us through that, if you would.
Yeah, about a year ago, we had a marketing firm, Edelman's. Their assignment was to review our name. The IICRC is a mouthful. It's a large acronym, and many of the 60,000 registrants and firms and industry partners had a hard time actually saying what it stands for. And so the thought was that maybe if we had a simpler name, that might be able to be pulled through all the way down to our customers' customers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the consumers would therefore then be requesting a simpler name, and hopefully that would help support all of our registrants, firms, instructors, schools, and industry partners. So the task was to do surveys with Edelman's and others in our marketing team did to the end users, which are the people who would hire inspectors, restorers, or cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And the name came out after a year and a half review and reviewing the surveys and checking all the various names and what acronyms had not been taken and what names could be used. The finalist was the Clean Trust, so there were certain taglines, such as formerly known as the IICRC.
Right, right.
And like when you develop a standard, you have a consensus body, and the consensus body develops the standard and reference guide and then sends it out for public and peer review.
Mm-hmm.
The name change was announced in October at our board meeting, and the last 4 months, we've been taking feedback from our registrants and firms, and most of them, after 40 years of branding the IICRC that has a good reputation and name, preferred the old name.
Right.
So the board of 15 now listened to what was said, and Edelman's, our marketing group, and our rather active and large marketing committee within the IICRC analyzed whether or not it would be appropriate to bring back the name, much like maybe Coke did, where they tried to change your name, brought it back, and bring back the classic IICRC, because we're listening and hearing what the marketplace is saying. And so it might be a bigger mistake to not bring it back. Well, we found a third alternative that we thought was even better, that was reflective of all the surveys being done over the last year, and most importantly, even the last 4 months. And that was to use both names. The IICRC is the Institute of Inspectors, Cleaners, and Restorer Certification.
Right.
And then the Clean Trust would be the service mark, like
okay.
The consumer arm of the organization.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because when I read one document that said that one of the motivations for the change was to be able to expand a little bit and actually to become a trade association, which is not what you are now. Is that still in the plans?
That may be. We are not sure exactly how far we're going to be able to have the Clean Trust function as the service mark or this consumer arm. Edelman's and our marketing team are working on that now. The ITA that I believe you're referring to, the International Trade Association, that has been a project that we've been working on to be one voice for several years now, much like a federation of associations would work together to be one stronger voice. So there is discussions that the Clean Trust could be used for that, but that has not been voted on yet.
All right, so you now are going to go with both names, but I know that your website is still www.iicrc.org, right?
Right.
Okay.
And also our website, a significant update in that is due to come out in the next few weeks. So that was another reason why it wasn't too late. We hadn't launched the new website yet.
Okay.
And then also we hadn't had any large conventions of all our association shareholder presidents, and convention hadn't occurred. So we thought that if we changed the name back, it's not like we waited a year or two.
Right. Let me ask you, you do have a trade show, and I think it's coming up in Florida pretty soon. And what is that called?
That's the Connections. Yes, there's two a year, usually one in Florida in the spring and then usually in Las Vegas in the fall. That is a group of several regional associations that own the Connections, and one international one. It's a rather large, successful convention.
Right. So one more thing before we run out of time. I know that for a year or two, you have been tapped by the WFCA and the Carpet and Rug Institute to develop the S600 carpet installation standards. I was wondering if you could give us an update on that.
Well, that's going quite well, yes. Our sponsors and supporters were Carpet and Rug Institute and World Floor Covering Association,
mm-hmm.
and we've collaborated our efforts to put together an installation reference guide and standard,
mm-hmm.
and have a fantastic consensus body that has been working on that for close to 2 years now. We're editing the reference guide, formatting the chapters that have been voted on and approved. And then from the reference guide, we will pull out the standard, which has the trigger words that are the must, the shall, the
right.
regulatory type of language within the reference guide. And then that'll go back into the consensus process and get voted on again. And then it will be sent out for the public and peer review. And then we will take the comments from the public and peer review and incorporate whatever is appropriate to be and voted on to be put back into the document, added, changed, whatever. And then we'll print it, and we're hoping to have the majority of that document done this year, ready to go out to be voted on by the end of this year. We are within the budget that we planned on also, so we're pretty excited to be asked to do this, and we feel we're going to be able to have a good document.
All right, and you're using the ANSI standard for developing this.
Absolutely. And then from there, we're hoping that we'll be able to put out some ANSI-accredited courses to support the standard for the installers to be certified with. So that's the ultimate goal.
Okay, great. I appreciate you catching up with us. Again, we've been talking to Darrell Paulson, who's chairman of the board based in L.A. of the IICRC, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.